Well, Cameron, that was a big night in the Brandywell, and ends honours even. Is that a bit disappointing?
Yeah, it is, to be honest. Yeah, but, very bit gut wrenching, but because of the way we played, the performance, the bravery of the boys, and to take the lead, and the penalty was quite late on, so it's a bit disappointing, but we can't dwell on it. We've got to pick ourselves up, which we definitely will, and take all our focus and take that hurt into Sligo next week.
Be fair to say that definitely in the first half, although Shamrock Rovers come out, Derry with a better team, and maybe for a spell in the second half, Rovers started well, and then Derry got back into it. And as you say, they took the lead for yourself, your first goal since the cup final.
Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it? Yeah. Been getting a bit of banter from everyone saying, why haven't I scored? I said, put it on my head. And but no, I'm joking. Yeah. It was nice to get a goal, but disappointed it, not for all 3 points.
And when you did score, the roof was absolutely blown off this place.
Yeah, well, the celebrations were altered a bit because I headbutted Danny Mullen, so I was a bit worried about him. So, but yeah, the noise went through the roof. It was brilliant.
Was he okay?
It might be a dental bill to pay. I think his teeth are wobbly, but no, it's fine.
And give us your take on what you've seen with the penalty incident in the red card, because it's quite late, and as you say, they scored an equaliser. It could lead to a wee bit of deflation.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd get in trouble saying about the referee, but I think it looks off from where I was, and their attitude towards us when we were asking, it was an obvious penalty, so, but it didn't look obvious for me, so I don't know. I've only seen a 1 second replay, so it's disappointing. And I know everyone not on our side will probably say, definitely penalty, stop sulking about it, but these are big decisions. Like, happens in the Prem, happens in World Cups, it's gonna happen. Happens in the League of Ireland, it's always disappointing, but hopefully, it doesn't happen again.
This group of players, he's given a real go, Cameron, tonight. He's rough for it, shows, and it shows you that the way this club is moving in that direction, that people and the fans are leaving here disappointed, drawn with Shamrock Rovers, so that shows you the level you are at. But there's 6 games to go, so still all they play for, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you say, the steps forward the club have made have been brilliant since I've been here. It's been amazing to be a part of it, and it's the way every single person in Derry buzzes over it, and it's brilliant. And yeah, like you say, a lot of football to be played, and we'll do our best to get every point we can, and will we all be focused on next week now.